see you in Ramadan. Rabbi shrah li sadri yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina. Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Number one, alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-iman al-islam. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ni'mat of iman islam. And Islam has salam in it, and we're in the state of salam too. Afia, peace. And we're all healthy, alhamdulillah, nobody's got any symptoms of any sickness, alhamdulillah, who's here. That's the way it should be. Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, we have iman. That's number one. You have iman, you have Islam, you're a winner. You're a winner unless or until Allah protect, Allah protect. If Allah snatches our iman away, our Islam away, iman away, loser. Allah protect. So alhamdulillah, 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 we're on iman. We're in Islam, alhamdulillah. When you do shukr to Allah, Allah increases. With that, alhamdulillah, in respect of all other situations, materialistic things, food, drink, clothing, afiyat, coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, even that's where we're all healthy too. Physically, we're all healthy, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. There are many who are sick too. Allah give shifa kamil ajila to all of them who are sick. Alhamdulillah. And we're also in this great month of Sha'ban. One more Jumalah, and then the Jumah after that will be the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah keep everybody smiling and healthy. Alhamdulillah. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the month, that the sunnah of this month, Rasulullah used to fast in Sha'ban more than any other month. Obviously the whole month of Ramadan because it's Farz. But in Sha'ban, why? Reminding the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, our mothers, the woman folk in the house, your elder daughters and your wife, you have to remind them what? If you have last year's qada, keep your qada, because look, another Ramadan is coming. It's going to be additional qada. Many times our sisters, maybe if sisters are listening, they'll pay attention to this because they forget sometimes. Because salat, they don't have to do qada when they're in their period, in their monthly cycle. But they have to do qada of fasting. Allah made it very easy for them. Otherwise every month, 7-8 days of qada of salat will be a little hard for them. So only once a year they have to do qada of fast. And you know what? They can even do the most easiest fast. You understand what I'm saying? So in the month of winter, when the fast is the most shortest, they do the qada of the long Ramzan fast, right? It's all the same. Meaning that one day is qada, one day is qada. Not the timing doesn't matter. So sometimes, like I remember when I was in Nuneaton, England at the age of 12, my first Ramadan that in England, the Maghrib Salat was at 9:45. Maghrib Salat was at 9:45. And fasting and walking all the way to the masjid and back was a killer. So Maghrib Salat was at, iftari was at 9:45, right? The longest fast when I was 12 years old, I remember those were the longest. Then I had that after in the middle too. So alhamdulillah. So that's one reminder. Another thing is that before every faraz, every compulsory, there's non-obligatory. So that the faraz becomes perfect. Practice. So right now we practice some rakats. Before we read the two faraz, compulsory ones that we're going to present to Allah. Even the other one we presented to Allah. But maybe if there's any practice to make it more perfect. And then, if there's some deficiency, if there was some shortcomings in the two, then there's after. So if there's deficiency in Ramadan, then sit them in Shawwal, 6 of Shawwal. Or Mondays and Thursdays, Ayyam Ibiz. So this is one sunnah that I always like to talk about the sunnah. But beloved friends, today, I don't know if I mentioned this before. Alhamdulillah, when I started in, alhamdulillah, not last week, I wasn't here. The week before when alhamdulillah masjid opened up again, I mentioned that alhamdulillah, with all the other protections that we have to do for the safeguarding ourselves, Allah will protect us, inshallah. But the most important is our safeguarding with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our wadaif. And I don't know if I taught this one, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Maulana Ashrafli Tanvi Nawarallahu al-Qadahu. He said, whenever a plague, a pandemic breaks out and many lives, day by day, your lives are going, right? Alhamdulillah, we haven't heard that many lives going, alhamdulillah. Because last week, or the first week, I asked, is there anybody here who knows anybody of their relatives in Canada, Toronto, or around, or they know somebody in Toronto has passed away? No hands was raised. And I said that I know a friend, very close friend, alhamdulillah, one of our musallis, his father, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, because I wanted him to live for 120, 130, he lived to be 103 years old. And he passed away, alhamdulillah, and all, whatever the reason is, it could be attributed to COVID or whatever. He was 100 years old, mashallah. So he was going to go soon. And I was waiting, okay, maybe 120, 130 years, Allah protect. But that's only the one that we know that somebody around us passed away. And it doesn't mean, and maybe back home, maybe other places, there are people, and people are becoming shaheed in this. People are becoming shaheed. It's not like, you know, but don't. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa razuqna at-tiba' wa arina al-batila batila wa razuqna ijtinaba. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Allah shows what is truth. What is the truth? Yeah, the eyes of the heart will open and Allah will show you exactly what's going on. Understand? Allah will show you what's going on, inshallah. You don't need to listen to me, you don't need to listen to anybody, you don't need to listen to the news, especially not the media or the news. In that respect, you need to listen to what Allah puts in your heart and opens up your heart to see the reality of the whole situation of everything. But I forgot this one amal, at the time we mentioned, so when a pandemic breaks out, or a plague breaks out, and so this amal is very easy. Three times salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and three times in Surah Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And why Surah inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr? Because maybe the word salam is there. Tafa'ul on that word, salam. Salamun hiya hatta amplif, right? And three times Surah Shifa. You know what Surah Shifa is? Everybody knows Surah Shifa. You know Surah Shifa? Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. Surah Cure. Three times. And the three times, the sixth ayat of Shifa. وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِ أَشْرَابٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ أَلْوَانُهُ فِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتَ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And I forgot, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِ أَشْرَابٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ أَلْوَانُهُ فِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Right? These are the six ayat of Surah of Cure three times. And then salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want anything to be powerful, salawat, durood sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It becomes powerful. So salawat at the beginning, salawat at the end. And that thing will go right up. And it will be powerful. Any one person in the house can do that. Blow in a jug of water, container of water, pot of water, big bottle of water. Everybody just drink that. What's the system? And one person could do it. And if everybody does it, alhamdulillah, everybody blow in it, everybody drink it. If one person does it, one hafiz of the Quran or whoever, you don't need to be hafiz, you just need the. And I've sent this ayats to everybody, these ayats with the translations too, to whoever wants to do it. Everybody knows inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Everybody knows alhamdulillah bil alamin. Everybody knows salawat. If you don't even have time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but try to do it with more concentration and try to, you know, I read durood like durood with shifa in it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin bi adi kulli da'im wa dawa'im wa barik wa sallim. In respect of all dawas and da, all sicknesses, this is salawat that you can, or this one that my father-in-law, which we used to call durood al-shifa. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa tarhamu tahannan ala abdika wa nabiyika wa habibika wa sayyidina maulana Muhammad tibb al-qulubi wa dawaiha wa afiyat al-abdani wa shifaiha wa nur al-absari wa jilahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ba'da kulli nafasin wa ma'lumin lak. So you can read any salawat, and the best one, better than these that I even said, the one that Rasulullah taught is the one, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa salli ala Ibrahim. The one we read in? Very easy, isn't it? You just have to do it once in a day, any one person, everybody just drink that water in the house. Everybody, even if anybody comes, anybody could drink it. Inshallah, nobody, if they even get this, they won't die or they won't be affected, inshallah. Huh? And if any Muslim dies, we've got to be prepared for our death. We're all going to die anyways. Who's going to stay forever? I'm not trying to be negative. Right now, many, you know, there's so many people every day, everything, someone's hospital, rushed to hospital. And I said, look, what you do, whenever you get news, and I'm not scaring anybody, don't tell especially old people that so-and-so was rushed to the hospital. Don't tell them this. What benefit is it? I'll tell you why. Soon as positive, then if I was to show you the message that I received yesterday, right? then what's going to happen? And remember, nobody's, not one has died, alhamdulillah, everyone has recovered. And that's the first thing I say. I say, be strong, inshallah, it's like a very severe flu that you've never ever got probably in your life. Right? It's probably one of the worst flus you get, or sickness that you got in your life for 3-4 days, migraine, headache, or lose taste and all this and that. But more of it is even what you hear, the effect. Remember, there is so much effect in insan, the whole atmosphere. There's effect in words. There's effect in thoughts. There's so much effect. This is why Allah says, and it's very important, always keep good expectations with Allah. Allah, I am disgusting, I am a sinner. Allah, I have great hope in your mercy. And you talk to Allah. Allah, you'll forgive me. You will forgive me. Allah, I'm scared of your fire. You will not burn me, Allah. How can you burn me, Allah? You cry to Allah. Allah won't. This is, you know when Allah puts people into Jannah, and that you should, we hear all those hadith where Rasulullah starts laughing too, and he's smiling, and he didn't, he never laughed, ha ha ha, like we do. Rasulullah most was a smile. But how he talks, that when a person talks to Allah, the servant who, the last person who Allah takes out of him, hell, Jahannam, a Muslim. And they're called Jahannamiyun. They're called the Jahannamis. But Allah will be the last one, the way he talks to Allah, and the way, oh Allah, you're making fun of me, and you're Rabbul Alameen? So you're going to give me this much? Allah says 10 times more than this. That's Allah's mercy, my beloved ones. That's Allah's forgiveness, my beloved ones. Allah is so great. Allah, keep positive thoughts with Allah. Stay normal. Don't worry about anything. No fear, no terror, nothing. Alhamdulillah. Everybody, and especially our elder ones. Don't, no negative news. If you know somebody texts you, just the person who texts you, whatever, oh inshallah, the person will be alright. Rasulullah's command. When you go visit a sick person, tell him he's going to become alright. And you know what Rasulullah said? If death is written for him, you're not going to change it. He's going to die. So that he doesn't get huzn, he doesn't get grief, he doesn't get sad. Oh, so you go, oh, you look very bad. Oh, look at you, you're so skinny. Yeah, no, don't say that to him. Oh, inshallah, you'll be better. What it is, he feels happy. And the real reality of this is right now, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mind, the thoughts, straight away. Because that has a great effect on the whole body. I probably mentioned this right last year when this whole thing broke out. A person was, he came to somebody's house in the older days, where they used to have matka, you know, the clay pots in that. And you can't see inside the clay pot. So in those countries, they have scorpions and snakes and that. So if somebody forgot to cover the lid, a snake could go into it. So somebody came, he fetched the guest some water from his from that pot. And that afterwards, he went away, the visitor. And then when at night, when they were actually, after he went, and then they were getting the last drops of water out, a snake came out. And he killed it. But he went, oh my Allah. The snake was in this water. How much poison is this water full of? He went to the person's house. How are you doing? How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. What's wrong? What's wrong? How's the water? Oh, the water tastes funny, but I'm fine. Did you know there was a snake in it? He said, snake! He died. It's a true story. He died. That is insane. You have such power. You know, they say, khiyal and hypnotism and all this. Yeah, no, hypnotism and that. But insan has such power in him, like the way he's so weak. Khuliqal insan dha'ifa. To put us into our shoes. What takabbur? Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha. Innaka lan takhliq al ard. Wala tablugh al jibal tula. Look at the way Allah is saying, don't walk on the earth with I'm Mr. B. Yeah, man, I'm too cool, yeah? Khalil, yeah? Cool. What are you cool? What cool do you do? You fool? Allah says, you're not Mr. So cool that bang, the earth is going to split open for you. Powerful. Look at the mountains. Look at the hills. Just look at a little hill. Forget a mountain. Forget Himalaya. Look at the hill. Oh, Mr. Tiny. Oh, Mr. Mouse. Oh, Mr. Mosquito. Look at the mountains. Allah says, walan tablugha al jibala tula. You cannot become so big as a mountain. Humbleness. Humbleness. This is insan. What are we? Khulak al insan al dha'ifa. Same way,
لقد خلقنا الانسان خلق في احسن التقويم ولقد كرمنا بني ادم. What is insan and what can he become? He can become asfal safilin too, lowest of the low, if he doesn't have those angelic qualities. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he doesn't strive and work on purifying and becoming good in respect of everything. So beloved friends, this is the first thing. So I taught you this wazifa. If anybody wants you know, these WhatsApp and that nowadays, right, then you can ask other friends and pass this around. Anyone, what the benefit of this is, little children, they don't know much in that. But everybody will be drinking the water. One person even in the house does it, everybody's benefiting. MashaAllah, we have people who read the manzil. They blow in water, two blow that in water, for everybody in the house drink it. Wallahi, you know me, if you see back there, I have a water bottle there. It says Zamzam on it. It's got a little bit of Zamzam because it's all mixed. It's prayed water, prayed water. Quran. Every week, Quran, khatam, barakati makkiya, prayed, whatever I pray, I give it. People come, this problem, that problem, jinnah, they're prayed water. I don't have to tawiz, bawiz. I know how to write some stuff, Quran and that. But you know, somebody just said, so I wrote the ayat of Shifa and Zafra and give it to the person for his brother who had a lot of things, or I say for cancer and something like that. But meaning that, and it's nothing wrong, it's nothing bidah. You know, people say bidah. There's no bidah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah, he even taught this. The leader of those people who say many things to be bidah, Ibn Qayyim Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah, it's not bidah. Quran, if you use Quran, like the way you know, somebody, Ibn Sina was there. This guy's going to blow some Quran and have some effect. What are you talking about? So the Shaykh said, you donkey. He went red, purple. He goes, hey, why are you becoming red, purple? I just call you a donkey. You call me a donkey. So there, you became red purple. So if I read Quran, it's going to blow in this water, it's not going to have effect. And I call you a donkey, that effect. My just word calling you donkey, you made you red, purple, pink, so angry. But now when I read Quran, I blow in the water, it's not going to have no effect. Forget your logic, garbage. We have yaqeen in Allah's word. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we have revealed in this Quran what is shifa and rahmah for the believers. So inshallah, our time is running up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can start the collection. Everybody's requested, spend generously. We have a lot of debts too. We have even the monthly expenses for the masjid. Everybody's requested to spend generously. So please, always give, just ask Allah. You guys are so kind all the time, donating kindly. Allah give you the best of dunya and akhirah. So beloved friends, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all with health. Now, I don't know, tomorrow, is there going to be some rules and regulation changes or something? I don't know. Whatever the case may be, beloved friends, always ask Allah for all good care. Another thing, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, treat your sick people with sadaqah. Sadaqah prevents from Allah's anger and meet the soul of bad death, a bad ending, sadaqah. Understand? Treat your sick ones with sadaqah. Every day, we have those masjid taqwa boxes, those containers, you know, the cans. Take, everybody should have one of those. So every child in the house should have a habit to give them some, you know, $1, $2, put it in there. When it gets full, bring it to masjid, take another one. Every day, sadaqah. Or maybe if you forget every day, because shaitan makes us forget, then once a week when you come for Jummah Salat, like $20, $30, $15, $5, whatever. And Allah, this is the sadaqah on behalf of me and my family. Because sadaqah can be also used for masjid. Zakat cannot be, right? So you can make intention, donation, sadaqah, and put it inside the sadaqah box. We're going to be fasting. Iftari, suhoor, between azan and qamah, dua is accepted. Wake up for tahajjud. Do all these a'mal. Pray five times salat. We're still not praying five times salat. We're all going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved friends. We go today, we go tomorrow. Allah may take us in the best way. Huh? Allah give us sabr. Allah, please do not try us with any sickness. Allah, do not try us with any calamities, Allah. Allah, we're weak, Allah. Allah, we can't even take one, you know, one poke or one burn for a second, Allah. We're weak, Allah. Don't try us, Allah. But if you do put us into anything, Allah give us sabr. So we always ask for afia. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal afia fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah inna nas'aluka al-afwa. Ya Allah inna nas'aluka al-afia fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah, we ask for afia in dunya and akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Make these duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protect you, all my beloved friends. Allah keep you and your families all happy. If you have anyone who's sick, inshallah they'll recover. They'll recover, they'll be out, everybody will help you, inshallah. Himmat, courage to everybody. Positiveness, good thoughts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you know, Allah's mercy, Allah's greatness, Allah's vastness. Alhamdulillah, Allah open up the masjid more. Allah make it easy for us to go Makkah, Medina. Have we finished the collection? We can start, inshallah. Okay, beloved friends, soon as we finish Jummah Salat, quickly your sunnah and that. And then, by, you know, so when some people finish sunnah, start going out. You see some other people, go out. Don't crowd around. Another thing, when you're out there, please, nobody gather. Get into the car and off you go. JazakAllah, barakAllah. Allah give you the best of dunya and akhirah. Allah make good decisions from that. Allah, subhanAllah.